Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Can you believe it's only 18 more days until Christmas? 24 days until New Year's? Wow. What are your thoughts, actions, concerns? Do you have any inspirations? Quite interesting, isn't it? We get hit by the holidays so quickly right now that the days just fly by. Is this actually an emotionally and financially challenging time for you? Or is it a time of joy, peace, caring, loving, sharing? So I have a few thoughts that I wanted to put out there for people to think about and see what's going on and just see how I can get you aware of your physical, mental, and financial health during the holiday season, especially Christmas, Hanukkah, whichever one you celebrate or don't celebrate. Does not matter. It's still December and it's still a festive month. So my first question is, does it emotionally and financially challenge you at this time? Or are you totally balanced? Are you stressed out? Are you anxious? Are you excited? How does it affect your mind and your body? Do you feel you have to buy gifts the same value as the gifts are that you receive? I mean, what is this whole gift-giving thing, you know? Do you put your heart and soul into making your gifts? For example, baking, craftswork, woodwork, knitting, crocheting, whatever else you can do, making cards, painting pine cones so you can hang them on a Christmas tree, making ornaments. I mean, there are so many ways that you can do with stenciling or paper cutting. Or, I mean, there is such an abundance out. Why does everything have to be store-bought? I remember way back when we were kids, my dad always said, I do not want a present unless it is handmade. You made it yourself. So we came up with ideas, and I still like to do that these days whenever I get a chance to just make something. And it feels like I'm giving more of myself than just a money exchange through something someone might or might not be able to use, might need, might not need, or whatever. Also, I've been doing a lot of thinking about what Christmas means to you. I'm going to ask you, what does Christmas mean to you? I know what it means to me. What does it mean to you? For me, it's actually a time of peace, of sharing, caring, loving, supporting family, friends, and other people who I see are in need of something. It's not always financially. Sometimes it's just with a good word, or with a prayer, or with a hug, or with a handshake, or whatever they are in need of. And that might last much longer than giving somebody $5 or $10 or $20 or whatever. You don't really know what they need the money for. And you definitely don't want to support a drinking problem or a drug problem. You want to make sure that your money, your contribution in whichever way you can contribute, is well received and actually has a positive effect on the person you're giving it to. I recently heard a sermon, and I don't want to be super duper religious or anything, but it kind of opened my mind a little bit about something that I never thought about. I mean, I've been hearing that word Christmas for my entire life, And I never really thought much about it till I just heard that sermon where the pastor took the word Christmas and put it into two words. The first half was Christ, and the second half was Mass. He said, in Spanish, this means more or many. But I looked up at the dictionary, and the Mass was actually spelled with M-A-S-S, Mass, which means many. Has nothing to do with the Catholic Mass, which there's nothing wrong with it, but it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the people, with the number of people united for that celebration. So when you look at the word as Christ and Mass or Mass as more or many, it means to share more of Christ, to do more with Christ, to get closer to Him. Honestly, I continued doing some research after that little revelation, and it does not say anywhere in the entire Bible born on December 25th. There is no specific date mentioned in the Bible. The birth is believed to be between June and September, depending on which gospel you're reading and studying. So it was about 2,000 years when a group started celebrating Christmas, making it a Christian holiday, honoring the birth of Christ Jesus. And it's just something that somebody decided they wanted to do, and it kept on going. It was in the 19th century, so that was 1800-something. It's often given a vague religious overtone, but it wasn't even meant that way. It was just there to be thankful and to be with one another, share with one another, and help each other out. So I just wanted to share that with you to make sure that you know that when people talk about Christmas or Christ Mass, it does not have to be all about the birth of Jesus or anything super religious. For me personally, it's just a month that is dedicated to joy, peace, happiness, sharing, giving, supporting, being patient. And those are actually most of my presents to people around me. I have a dream though, and my dream is, why don't we have December or Christmas 365 days a year where we have peace on earth and goodwill towards men, and we share with one another and make each other happy? So I was just thinking about that, going back to the Christmas presents, because I know quite often at the businesses where I used to work, it's just, okay, we're going to do a white elephant gift or whatever they called it. Everybody has a different name for it, where the gift has to be between $5 and $10, no less than $5, no more than $10. And it has to be wrapped but not labeled so anybody can pull it. And I go, okay. But yeah, the games we played to make sure we had fun to get it, that was fun. But the most thing was about just sharing, having fun, eating, socializing, telling stories that were true, things we were thankful for during the year or during the business year, whatever. I mean, there are so, so many reasons that we can actually help each other out. So making presents together or making presents with children could be your own, could be nephews, nieces, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, or the neighbor's children, just because the neighbors would like to go and buy some presents for their kids and can't take them along. Why don't you volunteer to do something with them? You can bake some cookies with them and they can take some over for their parents when they're cold and put them in a nice zip cellophane bag or something with a nice ribbon on it, or in a cookie box. So, I mean, there's so many things. Candles. Well, another thing we did as kids was we decorated glasses or cups and could give those to our loved ones. We put their names on it and then maybe a nice picture, or I mean, there's t-shirts you can put a photo on it, which is kind of screen, silk screening or something it's called. There are so many things we can do to actually make yourself happy because you've put your heart and your soul into it, to make the people happy who work with you and get it done, especially the younger generation who doesn't really have money to go out and buy a bunch of stuff. And if they did, I think I have a little bit of a question there. Why do they have so much money at their fingertips that they can go out and buy expensive presents? What is their value behind the whole thing? What are they learning? So I actually included a link from Pinterest, and there are so many poems that, for so many reasons, just for kids, Christians, for friends, fun, for family, for cards, funny, et cetera, et cetera. And I just thought I'm going to read you one or two, and you can go back and then read what you feel like you wanna read. There is one called Snowball, and it's by Shel Silverstein. I made myself a snowball, as perfect as be. I thought I'd keep it as a pet and let it sleep with me. I made it some pajamas and a pillow for his head. Then, last night, it ran away, but first, it wet my bed. It's actually kind of a funny Christmas poem. Of course it would. It melted. Or there is another one, the symbolism of the candy cane. Turned upside down, the cane makes a J for Jesus, who was born on Christmas Day. Turn it upright, like the good shepherd's staff who pleads to the Father of your behalf. At the top, you'll see the saving crook used on the loops, lost sheeps he never forsook. Pardon me. The stripes whisper softly, by his stripes we are healed, and the red represents his blood that was spilled. And it goes on and on. So, I mean, there are a lot of amazing stories. Oh, I just see one more that I like. It's called The Christmas Story by, I can't read the name. I think it says Leanne Gunter. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, begins the story of a baby that most of you should know. His daddy's name was Joseph, and Mary was his mom. This baby was very special. He was God's only son. Some angels came from heaven, and they began to sing to the shepherds in the fields below. Glad tidings do we bring. Bright star lit the heavens to light the magic way to the baby in the manger who was born on Christmas Day. And all who gathered round him, rejoicing and praised his birth, for the baby, the King named Jesus, is our Savior here on earth. So again, I mean, many people do celebrate Christmas as the birth of Christ or Jesus. Some people do, some people don't. It's all right. But let's rejoice in this season and be merry and happy and peaceful and love one another just as, you know, as we love to be loved, because life is so much more fun when we know we get a hug, we get a kiss on the cheek or on the forehead, one on the hand, the back of the hand, depending on culture and where you're from. And these are just all little things that can make a whole big difference in our community, in our areas, in our cities and states and stuff, just as long as somebody sets a precedence of being joyful, cheery, happy, and just really putting peace on earth out there and help anybody who needs help in whichever way is possible without getting yourself into financial, emotional, or physical problems. So I think I said enough for right now. I'm going to cut this short because I want you to reflect on why you love to celebrate Christmas, why you enjoy the month of December, or why you don't. And then reflect on it and figure out what is your why. How can you make a difference in your own life and the life for all the people around you, be it your husband or wife or children or parents or brothers and siblings, cousins, neighbors, friends, acquaintances, and you know that a stranger is a friend you have not yet met? Are you going to support somebody who does not get a good dinner and either invite them to your home for dinner or sponsor a dinner at one of the mission places where they host dinners for homeless or for needy people who can't afford it? Not everybody is as blessed as many of us are. And California in particular has a lot of blessings despite all the things we do not appreciate too much. Let's look at it from a different viewpoint, that we are blessed to actually even look at things, and that not everything is dictated to what we can do or cannot do. So if you have any questions on what to give yourself or someone else, I would say the biggest gift you can give yourself and others is the gift of health. And if you need help with that, I'm here for you and with you. Go to my website, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. And I'm sorry because it doesn't have a www or an HTTP in front of it. It does not allow me to make it as a hyperlink. So just highlight it and put it into a link and it will pop up. And you can look at what I have to offer. And if you don't see anything or everything you want to know, please drop me a line. I will respond within 24 to 48 hours, especially when you leave a clear message and I know what you're looking for. So having said that, I wish everybody a most wonderful week. You can call me, text me, or definitely voicemail me at 562-335-4956. I just want to say it again. I do not answer the phone unless I know who's calling. So if you're a new caller, you are just as important as the people who have called me 1,000 times. However, I do not have your name and number stored yet. And because I've had so many bad experiences, I just decided I'm going to make it all good from now on. And I just don't answer the phone unless I know who it is. However, I do listen to every message. And when there is a clear message, I do return a phone call with an answer or feedback to what was left on my message. So please don't hesitate to contact me. Let me know if you have something you want to share personally and you want to be on my show, or if it's something you want me to share and you just give me permission to do so and you tell me what, or if you have any questions. I'm here with you, for you, to journey with you, to encourage you, to be a guide for you, and to really help you as much as I can. So having said that, once more, a wonderful, happy, and joyful week. And until next Thursday, take care and have a great day.